following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's here.
February 85.
Right. Februenny's on at Subway restaurants. Right now, any regular footlong is a $5 footlong starting at 7 a.m. Even the savory steak and cheese and the Italian BMT made the way you want. Hurry in while Februenny is on.
At Subway.
Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax reputable. Excludes free main sandwiches. Additional charge for extras. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hey, welcome to the Thursday Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. We'll take you up to the lunch hour here. We're going to catch up with James Krause. He fought at RFA 1 here in Kearney. He is not going to fight at RFA 2, would have fought at RFA 2, would have loved to fight at RFA 2, but he got picked to be on the Ultimate Fighter TV show premiering March 9th on FX. One of 32 people, over 500 people put in for that. James Krause is one of the 32. Along with Drew Dober of Omaha, along with Dakota Cochran. You know what, we'll just flat out ask him about Dakota Cochran. Dakota Cochran pole vaulted at the University of Nebraska-Kearney. He fought here at RFA 1. It's coming out. It's all over. All you got to do is type up MMA. It's one of the first stories. He was involved in some gay porn. Kid didn't have any money. Guy said, I got a way to make some money. Went out in 3 months, made $80,000, I think is the figure that he gave. He's fessed up to it, said it was a mistake, I'm just trying to move on, I want to fight. But MMA world is up in arms. We'll ask James Krause about that. Also later in the show, Todd Otto, he's a simulcast assistant general manager, simulcast racing manager at Fauner Park. Doug Duda out at State Basketball, my friend from Fauner Park. Track announcer Steve Anderson steps in. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, it is always a pleasure, Tony, and I don't know what you just said in the opening there because it's all Greek to me. But this exotic stuff that you see on ESPN anymore, I mean, they've left me in the wake of things. And to prove it, I stopped at one of your local restaurants on the way into town this morning, got a little bit to eat and a cup of coffee, and they gave me a senior discount. I didn't ask for it, so obviously I'm not aging gracefully. It's at a rapid clip at this point in time. So well, I will just step back when you start discussing all this exotic stuff. Well, turn my camera on, and we'll go from there.
It's just way different. It's just things have changed. It slaps you in the face, doesn't it? It is 2012.
It does. You know, I used to pride myself when I covered sports on a regular basis of being on top of everything, but it's gotten so fragmented now. I admire your tenacity of understanding all this stuff, but there's a lot of way out things now that just don't grab me anymore. And they come to Grand Island on a regular basis as well. You don't see me in attendance. My boss, I hope, is not listening.
Well, you know what? That's the beauty of things. That's what makes the world go round. You could do what you know, and that's why I think people probably in 2010, 2012, way more accepting of the way things are today than they were 25 years ago. That's just the way it is.
It is. You know, I use the analogy of the first time I ever went to Las Vegas. I was 33 years old. So that would have been 1986, roughly. And, you know, back in those days, all they had were, what they call them, reincarnation of horse races. And to go and listen to a call of a race, you had to leave the casinos and the hotels and go to some unsavory places known as the Rose Bowl or Churchill Downs. And there was a little guy behind the curtain. And, you know, they're off in the first race at Aqueduct and it's little tin can racing against Miss Mabley. And they're into the first turn and now they're at the head of the stretch, little Miss Tin Can and Miss Mabley, whatever, 1-2 at the top of the lane. They come to the wire and it's roly-poly in the final stride. Just used to drive you nuts, and they could do it in 10 seconds. And I thought, wouldn't this be tremendous if they ever came up with a way to show you the race from start to finish and watch it at the same time? It happened a couple of years later, but so things do change. Yeah. I can handle that, but there's a lot that I can't.
You like Vegas now better or 1986 better, Vegas?
Oh, I love it now. I mean, and I you know, I'm a sports junkie, so I sit in the race books and get a chair where I can watch the baseball or the football or everything. So I, you know, they're generally adjacent to one another, so I can get a little bit of everything. But I go early, 6 o'clock in the morning out there. I'm up, and I love the mornings in Vegas. Get the prime spot over in the race book, and I'm there until the last man falls out of his chair. Or, you know, if my pocketbook allows at the end of the night. Now, this is not my wife's ideal situation, if you could imagine. So.
Oh, I can imagine. Believe me.
I'm on number two.
Well, that happens.
And that's
too.
A little shaky.
Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fauner Park, live in studio for Doug today as he's at state basketball. The girls' state basketball tournament got underway this morning. 9 o'clock go times, four games across. Amherst loses. They were down most of the day. They tied it a couple times. If you didn't hear the call, it was on Power 99. Doug had the call. Right now, Micah Wills got the call on the 98.9 of Minden. They are in action in the 10:45 game, taking on Hershey right now. That is going on. We'll have a score for you here shortly. But Guardian Angel, Central Catholic, just too much. It was a one-point ball game. They batted the ball around, had four opportunities. On the fourth chance, they kicked it out to a girl. She knocked down a three, took it from 1-4. And that was about with a minute 38 left or somewhere in that realm. And it was just over after that. But they got blown out, I think, 36, 35 points a year ago to the same team. They go down and had an opportunity at the end, just couldn't pull it off. But they were an 8 seed. That was a 1 seed. So most 1 seeds won't be pushed like that. Lindsay Holy Family advances in D2. Gretna blast Elkhorn South in Class B action. And Boone Central in the lowest scoring girls basketball game at the state in the history of the state basketball tournament. Not in the history, Stu Pospisil has confirmed 22-19 over Columbus SCOTUS. The good news in that one, we have received reports that no one hung themselves in the bathroom. That we could take solace in that, at least. We're pretty sure no one has hung themselves yet, and everybody has left the Devaney Center. Well, that was Pershing. Left Pershing Center before the Minden game, but no one has hung themselves, so that's good news. 22-19. What the hell is going on?
You know, that reminds me of back in the late 70s when girls' athletics first started.
That's why I would have thought the 22-19, I mean, I thought it would have been a low-scoring game for the last 20 years,
yeah.
But in the history?
These things aren't supposed to happen anymore.
No, and that's not basketball.
Well, it depends on...
5 points a quarter?
Have you ever heard of a guy by the name of Mo Iba? I think
yes.
Doc's trying to reincarnate some of that, too, but at least Mo kept it close, and it might be, you know, 36-35.
Yeah, and that's... that's never been my style that I've, you know, and that's never. Minden and Hershey tied at the end of the first 17-17, and that one can be heard right now on 98.9. You bring up Nebraska basketball. Senior night last night, these kids, Doc says, have given him everything they've got. you know, we talked a little bit about before the show. I've got to think, and I've told Doug this several times. If he did it with Bill Callahan, I'm sure that. I mean, I know Osborne gave him an extension, and maybe the goodness in Tom's heart said, "Yeah, maybe the guy on his way out, here's an extra million, you know, or I don't know. Here's a parting gift for all the work you've done, the people, the friendships you made for the university." But I've got to think he sat down with him and said, "Doc, I'm really in a bad situation here. I love you as a person. I love you as a coach. But we got to win." And there had to be parameters, and I'm sure those parameters weren't close to being met this year. I mean, they weren't. It's not like, oh, we came up one game short. Okay, we got some wiggle room. And I know Neil Hawk's a huge supporter. I know the article in the World Herald Sunday caught a lot of people's attention. And I know he's got a lot of money behind him in Lincoln and Omaha. I got a lot of friends, but he's gone.
You know my position on this, and you know the guys I hang around with right over in Grand Island. Avid Husker supporters across the board.
Shady bastards, but avid Husker supporters.
Blind faith until now. I shouldn't say that because the Callahan years certainly was a test.
Yes.
But one particular gentleman who's a very close friend of mine, I think he's hit the nail on the head. You know, at this point on, you can't address Mr. Sadler as Doc. He will be known to a lot of us over in Grand Island till something happens as just Kenneth. Because, you know, he doesn't deserve to be called Doc. I'm sorry. I've never met the man personally. I've heard nothing but glowing things about how terrific an individual he is. But the bottom line is, in college athletics, at that level is win, baby, win. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. So with that in mind, you know, Tom Osborne, who I've known over the years and done tons of interviews with, is in a precarious spot because I think what he would like to do, Tony, is do the inevitable, the obvious, and let Doc go. But now he's faced with a position of retiring, maybe prematurely, and maybe that's why nothing's going to happen in the near future, because I think Dr. Osborne would like to hand off to the next athletic director, and I've heard probably the same names that you have, the heir apparent, to make the decision as to who the new basketball coach will be, which seems obviously the way you ought to do it. So, tough spot here right now. It's really a tough spot.
Well, I just wonder because the names at which people, the names in which people, you know, you hear two schools of thought. You hear, well, we got to win at Nebraska. We're going to have to do it a little bit shady. So you start hearing Larry, and I'm not saying, you know, maybe Larry says you totally, you joke around and hear Jim Herrick. You joke around and people say Bruce Pearl. You joke around and, you know, you keep bringing up these guys, maybe a Ben Howland when they let him go at UCLA. I don't know what's going on at UCLA, but there must have been some bad apples. And you know, to have that go on there, that's sad. They're going in a new arena next year, much like the Huskers. But you can't bring this product and all the excitement of the new arena, it just doesn't.
Especially at that price tag. What?
Oh.
What is it at now? $400 million?
Especially when the university's paying part of it and they want to put butts in the seat. I mean, you're going to have people in there supporting this team. And I think people wanted to support this team. They just couldn't do it. I mean, it's tough to support when you're scoring 18 points. And a half. It's tough to support when 25 points is what you can muster and there's 14 minutes left in the game. And defensively, no one's ever questioned. Doc's had pretty good defenses. They've been tenacious. They've been all. And people tell you, well, you got to play defense to win ball games. Well, you got to score more points than the other team. If the other team scores 70, you better score 72 if you want to win. And no matter how good defense you play. And the offense has been pitiful. The offense has been just pitiful forever. And I don't know. He brings in Bo Spencer. I don't know if he ever lived up to his all-SEC billing. He brings in these players, but he can't get people qualified academically for whatever reason. Whether you get them from Europe, whether you get them from Puerto Rico, he's been all over the world looking for these kids to try and bring them in here. Have you saw the new facilities?
No.
But every, I mean, every time the new set of...
talking about the practice facilities.
The practice facilities. I mean...
I, you know, that's too close to my old stomping grounds, State Fair Park and now Lincoln yes. Racecourse, who's being evicted from that area. So, you know, it's kind of like the Exarbit area off of 72nd Street in Omaha. It just pains me too much to go down that street and look over there where the racetrack used to be and not bring back a lot of emotion. And so, no, to answer your question, I have it. But I know it's state-of-the-art, and everything we're going to have over the course of the next couple of years will be second to none. Have you ever interviewed Kenneth
yes.
Sadler?
Yes, we've had him on.
I'm impressed not so much by his enthusiasm, but his perseverance to try to paint a silver lining in the clouds that have been created down there during his reign. And I wouldn't want to be in his shoes. On the other hand, he will be rewarded handsomely, financially, and there's a life out there for him. I just don't think it's going to happen at UNL.
That's my deal when these coaches get fired now. The parting gift they receive in the form of that check.
It's incredible.
And the retirements packages they put together. It's
We made some wrong career choices down the road, didn't we?
You're not working at the factory at Eaton's or, you know, where somebody you screw up and get fired, and thanks for coming out. Go to your vehicle and remove yourself from the premises now. I mean, that's what you get. I mean, the normal person gets, thanks for coming out. We'll see you later. I mean, if they're nice, they give you a 3-month salary or something. Otherwise, you're gone. No, in these situations, that's why I guess my heart doesn't break, you know, Turner Gill.
No.
And everybody sat around, oh, my God, it's Turner Gill.
And look,
let the guy go have 2 weeks off, and if he wants, I mean, I don't know what Turner Gill probably doesn't have a drink on a beach with an umbrella in it, but if that, go do that.
But he's got $10 million stuck in the bank.
Everybody's so worried about Turner Gill. He's like, come on, guys, let's move on.
Unlike football, though, Tony, and it's being proven all around us here, you can turn a basketball program around in 2 years.
Frank Martin of Kansas State, proven. I mean, yes.
I mean, this is happening within 2 years.
That's the amazing part. It's not like a football team where there's so many players. You need two players and a little white guy that can shoot and get in the way on defense a little bit.
Maybe an Asian from Harvard.
There you go. That would help. That would help. Get some guy from Harvard.
Am I now a racist?
No, not on the Doug and Daddy show. Hey, we're gonna take a short break. We're gonna talk Todd Otto later in the program from Fauner Park. The legislative bill 806 is gonna go through or trying to go through. It's not expanded gambling. That's not what they're doing. They're just trying to level the playing field with a thing that's helped Kentucky, it's helped Arkansas, really it's helped everywhere they put it in and allowed it, and maybe level the Nebraska playing field and maybe saving some people from going across the river and giving Iowa the money. I think that's what the gambling proponents would say for this thing. We'll see if it goes through the legislature. We'll talk to him about that. When we come back, we'll be joined by James Krause, who is headed to the Ultimate Fighter TV show on March 9th on FX when it debuts. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We're here at Buffalo Wild Wings asking college basketball fans, if you could lose 1 month to get more March, more of all this, which month would you lose? 9% of fans said October. Top reasons? Too many kids hopped up on the nougat. And a guy wears one pair of snug-fitting tights for his Halloween pirate costume, and his friends never let him forget.
Well, there you have it. You can never have too much March at Buffalo Wild Wings, your March headquarters for brackets, wings, beer, and sports.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
The weather's getting warmer, and that means it's time to start working on your yard. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a SuperStart lawn and garden battery starting at $19.99. Springtime means yard work, so stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for a SuperStart lawn and garden battery you can count on. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop today with high temperatures around 54. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 15. Tonight, skies turn partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance for snow showers late with a low of 26. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now it's 41.
Doug and Daddy Show, we had the opportunity when RFA 1 came to town to have James Krause in studio. I think that I can honestly say I'm the biggest man he's ever put in a standing guillotine. Maybe James can argue that, but I don't think he can. He joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. He will be debuting on The Ultimate Fighter, Season 15, March 9th. James, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Well, we're hanging in there, buddy. Am I the biggest man you've ever put in a standing guillotine?
I believe so.
Was it even close?
I don't know. I've grappled with a lot of guys before, a lot of big guys. So you're definitely up there, though.
Hey, well, at least I'm good at something. I can stand there and be a dummy for you, James. A lot of people applied to get on this TV show. Over 500 people applied. Only 32 made the cut. When you sent your stuff in, take us through the process of how you got on this show.
I didn't send anything in. I actually went in person. I went to the tryout. I believe it's my third time going. And basically they send you through like a round robin type deal, or not a round robin, through like a round by round thing. So the first round you grapple. If they like what they see, they send you on to hit pads. And if they like what they see there, then they send you on to an interview process. And if you do well in the interview process, then they send you back out to Vegas a few weeks later. And then they decide from there.
Now, James, you fought in some big events before. You fought, if I'm not mistaken, in Arco Arena in front of 15,000. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. I fought Donald Cerrone in Arco in Sacramento.
Was more nerve-wracking through when you knew you were making cuts and moving on in this process, or fighting in front of 15,000 people?
The process of getting on is it's a long shot, so you really don't even expect to get on. So the fight at Arco is definitely more nerve-wracking. You know what I mean? Like I said, the you don't even expect to get on the show because there's so many people apply and stuff. So it's really not that, you don't even expect to get on.
32 people apply. Then they will cut that in half. They will match you up one-on-one. That is actually who gets into the house. Is that correct?
Correct, yes. 16 people will end up going in.
So you will have an opportunity for one match if you advance in that. Then you're in the house, and then you're gone away from everybody until middle of June. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
And then during that process, during that amount of time, during the 2.5 months or whatever it is, you guys battle it out and fight different people and just try and stay in the house for as long as you can. Is that correct?
Yeah. No, you're there the whole time, no matter if you win or lose. But they have fights every Friday. And sometimes you're on it and sometimes you're not. It's basically tournament style.
You're out of Blue Springs, Michigan, although you fight from Kansas City. The shape you're in,
I'm
right?
At Blue Springs, Missouri.
Blue Springs, Missouri. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me. They screwed that up on the internet. It says Michigan, by the way. We got to get that corrected. But you fight from Kansas City. The shape you're in right now. Do you need to be in better shape? Or are you in perfect shape right now?
No, I'm definitely by far the best shape I've ever been in. I feel great. It's the best weight cut I've ever had. I couldn't ask for more. I feel absolutely great. So I really, like I said, there's really nothing else I could. I feel like I could improve on. I'm the best I've ever been everywhere, so I'm excited to get in there and fight.
James Krause joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. James fought at RFA-1. James, they're bringing back RFA-2. Your experience in Kearney, Nebraska, a great victory for you there. A little roundhouse kick to the side of the head ended a guy's night and put him to sleep. Your experience in RFA-1.
It was a great, great show. I was really impressed with it. The overall quality of the show is just a very well ran, very well organized event. And you know, if I wasn't in the position I am, I would definitely try to be on RFA too. It was a great organization to fight for, and I recommend anybody to definitely seek them out and try to get on their cards.
Obviously, the bigger names keep coming. Do you think RFA 2, 3, 4, however many times they try and bring this back to Kearney, will grow and it will be in front of a sold-out audience soon?
Oh, most certainly. There's no doubt about it. You know, they're doing what it takes to put on big shows. You know, they're putting big names on the card. You know, they're spending the money where it needs to be spent to make the show a success. So there's no doubt in my mind it'll blow up to be something big.
James, obviously you're having some fun. You wouldn't do this for a living if you weren't having some fun doing. But it's a lot of work too.
Oh yeah, it's grueling, man. It's harder than 9 to 5. You know, you're in here. Although you're doing what you love, you put your body through hell every day, and you know it pays off in the end. Though so it's something I love to do, and it's a passion of mine. So
take us through a normal day for James Krause.
As of late, my routine's been getting up at like 8:30. I leave my house at 9. I go to 24 Hour Fitness, and I'll get a run in. I usually get to the gym around the grindhouse around 10:30. Do a morning training there, and then I will. Sometimes I'll go back and run some more. Then I usually go back at grindhouse at 4, and train from 4 to 6. And then on some nights I will leave at 6 or 6:30 and head out to another gym and work out from 7:30 to 9-ish.
Well, and then basically back home to watch 10 minutes of TV and go to bed again.
Exactly, yeah.
James, I've got to ask you about this because it's been news in the USA Today and it's headlined everywhere. Dakota Cochran, who also fought at RFA-1, is one of the 32 fighters in the house with you when you guys get there. The gay porn stuff has been brought to national media's attention. They're all over that. How do you expect people to treat him, and will they be accepting of him in that house?
I mean, to be honest, it really doesn't matter how people treat him. If you think he, you know, if anybody, any of the, you know, the 31 other guys in that house thinks that he's anything other than an athlete and a spectacular fighter, then, you know, they might find that out the hard way. You know, regardless of what the dude's done in the past, at the end of the day, he is a legitimate fighter, and he knows what he's doing in there. And, you know, he's going to show some people, I think, that that's exactly what he is. You know what I mean? He's a very legitimate fighter, and I have nothing but respect for the guy.
Well, you know, that was something before RFA won. We knew about it. We didn't want to make a big deal about it. I asked the kid off the air. He basically gave me the same statement that he's got put out publicly. It's not like he's shying away from it. Yeah, I did it. Part of my past. I'm trying to move on. I'm trying to be the best fighter out there. How many other people in that house do you know?
I know probably. I know real well. I know probably 4, and I, you know, I've talked to and conversed probably 10, 15.
Is there one or two guys that stands out to say, you know, he's other than yourself? I would say that he's just filthy, or you do not want a piece of that?
I mean, as far as do I not want to fight anybody? Yeah, there's definitely some guys that I wouldn't want to fight for my fight to get in the house. But there's not a single person on the show that I don't think I can beat, you know?
Fair enough. James Krause joins us. He fights out of Kansas City. And James, we appreciated you being in the studio when the RFA won. As this process moves along and the show goes on, we hope you're in the house. We hope we get another piece of your time to share about the experience that was the Ultimate Fighter on FX.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Appreciate all the support, guys. It means a lot to me.
James, we appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me on.
James Krause, That's pretty interesting. When you apply for that, and you know, you don't ever think he'd applied in the past, but never worked out for him. But good for James, and I think a lot of people are starting to get into the MMA deal and maybe switching over from boxing a little bit. When the big names don't want to fight each other, they do in the UFC, and I think RFA 2, folks, it's coming up March 30th. Get your tickets today. George Ivel, Houston Alexander in the main event, but they're bringing in a lot of great people. Herb Dean, the official. When people say, "I don't know who Herb Dean is," yeah, you do. If you see Herb Dean, you'll say, "Oh, yeah, I know that guy. He's the guy in the octagon with all the big names and all this." But it's a great opportunity. It's one of those events that, you know, Danger Football, sell it out. You know, I hope this is an event that Kearney and the Tri-Cities will support, and hopefully we'll get close to selling it out. Whether it's your deal or not, you know, the different disciplines that it incorporates, these people are pretty talented at what they do, and it's something to go, don't, you know, like Doug says, don't ever say, "There's nothing to do, we don't have anything to do, I'm bored." You know, get out and go check out some of this stuff. Who knows, you may end up liking it. But James Krause, we appreciate his time. You're not an MMA guy?
I don't even know what it stands for.
Mixed martial arts.
You know, I pride myself in trying to learn one thing every day at this point in my life.
That's what we do here. That's we educate.
That's what I will take home with me. By the way, I'm looking at your calendar over here for March 1st. How deep in the bullpen did you have to go to call my number?
No, we just moved. No, we just moved the other
as
one over.
Guy.
No. I knew you couldn't do it on Friday because you're busy.
Yeah. So, well, I was thinking about that anyways. I just got it off my chest.
Fine.
I'm sorry to take you in another direction.
No, you're fine. We're going to talk some horse racing because I know your first week at Fauner Park, people are talking about this. I've had numerous people. Last Saturday night, I had something going on, so I was unable to make it last Saturday. But the crowd and the attendance at the track rivaled a Bosselman day, rivaled a Kentucky Derby day. It was a fabulous. Now there was a Jeff Foxworthy concert going on at night, brought some people. But whatever reason, the track was packed, and that was good news for Fauner Park and the racing in Nebraska. Todd Otto is going to join us. We got a lot of things to talk about. We're going to talk more horse racing, and I know you get fired up because this is your stretch run for the next 31. What do we got? 28 days left.
28 days left.
28 days of live racing. 10 weeks of racing at Fauner Park, but. It's awesome, you know, when you're running around, you're looking for things to watch. When you get done at the racetrack, and you get back to Kearney. Cunningham's is waiting for you. They got a great spread of TVs. They got a great spread of food that goes on. Whether you're looking for just a sandwich, a hamburger, the Juicy Lucy happens to be dude's favorite. French dips, what I've been going with. But the pizza, it all goes down at the Chicken Coop or at Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. Sneak out of work early. They've got a happy hour specials, 3 to 6. Big ass beer special, $2.75. All Wells for $1.50. A large selection of small micro brews and small craft available for you. Cunningham's Journal and the Loft is a place to be, located 23rd Street on the Bricks downtown Kearney. Yusuf, Mike, and the gang are waiting for you. We're going to take a short break. Come back with Todd Otto, racing a simulcast coordinator at Fauner Park after this.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. I got a busy schedule, prepping for the show, interviews, working on the book, spending time with my family. So saving time more than ever is really crucial for my life. That's why I love Stamps.com. It saves me the time and hassle of going to the post office and getting in line behind Gert. No more driving, fighting for a parking space, waiting in those brutal lines. With Stamps.com, you buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, using your own computer and printer. Folks, it's just so easy to get started. Get postage whenever you need it, right from your desk. Right now, Stamps.com is a special offer for my listeners. It's a no-risk trial. Plus, you get $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Only if you use my first name, Colin. With a busy schedule, mine's busy, and so is yours. Saving time, more important than ever. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic, upper right side, type in Colin. That's Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home. Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop today with high temperatures around 54. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 15. Tonight, skies turn partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance for snow showers late with a low of 26. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, it's 41.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Hey, welcome back. Doug and Daddy's show from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us. We want you to experience the Midway hassle-free advantage, no pressure, just the lowest price. When you enter a Midway lot, you enter a no-hassle zone. All their pre-owned cars, check them out. They've got the hassle-free pricing available. Boom, it's right there. You don't have to shop 2 or 3 days for a car anymore. It is the exclusive dealership of the certified pre-owned warranty. Lifetime supply of car washes, 1 year free of routine maintenance, 30 exchange privileges. I've got comprehensive warranties, roadside assistance. The list goes on and on. Experience the Midway hassle-free advantage, no pressure, just the lowest price. They want to thank the Chamber for voting them the best dealership in Kearney. Midway, the better way. Check them out today. Right now, we're going to talk a little. We don't get into the political side of things very often. Todd Otto joins us. He is the Assistant General Manager and Simulcast Coordinator at Fauner Park. Todd, how are you this morning?
Just fine, thanks.
Hey, pretty exciting way. We're going to talk about it here more after we get done with you here with Steve. But what a way to start the Fauner season with a great weekend to start and the crowd you had.
Oh, it was tremendous. Saturday was just amazing that the people turned out like that, and we hope to continue that.
Todd, we've got a legislative bill, 806, going to the legislature here relatively shortly. We encourage people to call their senators to support this bill. Tell us why you think this would really help Nebraska racing.
Well, based on the past, like, it saved Oaklawn Park in Hot Springs, Arkansas, is how this all began. And based on that, that's where my feelings are, too, that it could save Nebraska racing.
Obviously, you see some pretty big numbers. Is this something that would just go in Fauner Park, or how many tracks? I mean, if this bill would go through, how many tracks will this affect?
There are 5 tracks in the state of Nebraska, and it would be the case is they would be these terminals would be installed at all 5 racetracks.
Todd, Steve Anderson here, just in case I needed to introduce myself. Thanks for joining us this morning. I've had the pleasure, Tony, of working with Todd for 9 years now. It surprised me the other day, and hardly a day goes by that Todd and I don't huddle up and visit about a number of things that we work on together. And Todd, maybe you want to digress a little bit on this. This particular thing, LB-806, you told me you have been personally working on it for 5 years. Why so slow has this thing evolved?
I guess we just didn't get the traction that we wanted at the point back when I was looking at it. And now everybody's on board. As far as when I say everybody, I'm talking about HBPA and all the tracks in Nebraska. So that's pretty much where it's evolved from, is it just kind of took off now. The fact that Lincoln is going to not have live racing next year is another thing that was kind of the impetus to get everybody on board.
Todd, this is actually paramutual wagering inside of these machines. Is that correct?
That is correct. And that's why, just like I said, in Hot Springs, Arkansas, which does not have casino gambling either, this is a type of paramutual wagering. Should we feel is already covered by statute, so we shouldn't need a vote. We just need the senators to approve it.
And it's not expanded gambling, right, Todd? Explain the difference.
That is correct. It's just a type of, it's allowing Nebraska Racing to modernize its existing product. It's not a slot machine. It's not expanded gambling.
Yeah, you know, I've seen these machines, Todd. I assume that you've been down to Hot Springs, Arkansas over the years as well. You referenced this earlier on in this interview, that it literally saved Oaklawn Park, which is one of the granddaddy top premier venues in all of horse racing. And yet, 10 years ago, Todd, I believe that's the timeline, they found themselves flat on their backs, almost in the same situation as Exarban did in the late 90s, and nowhere to go. I know you've dealt with Louis Sella and the folks that not only operate Oaklawn Park, but also Racing Tech, I believe, that own the rights and manufacture and develop these machines. How did they stumble onto this particular apparatus or machine that kind of fell through the cracks down in Arkansas and were declared legal ultimately?
Well, I'm not certain how it began way back then, but it was an emphasis on paramutual form of wagering, and that's how it began down there. And I can tell you, I just picked a Friday one day a couple weeks ago for the purses at Hot Springs, and exactly half the purse structure that day for overnight purses was thanks to instant racing. So that would be a tremendous boost to purses and also to make the racing in Nebraska viable.
Todd, I guess a lot of people probably that are on the other side of this say, well, who's going to pay for this? I'm sure we're paying for it. There's no investment on this deal, right?
That's correct. There's no investment at this point, and everybody will profit from it, including the state and, like I said, purses and breeders' fund. Everybody that's involved in racing will profit from it.
Racing's hot right now. There's no question about it. Opening weekend, second to none, maybe of any that I've experienced as a race caller at Fauner Park over the last 9 years. And you can probably put it up there, Todd, with anything after 1988, which I really call kind of the Mendoza line when simulcasting came into play. With that being said, you've organized, or you and a group of folks called Friends of Nebraska Racing, Inc., a bus trip on Monday morning. Can you walk us through that and tell us what's going on?
Steve, I believe the bus trip's Tuesday, is it not?
You're right. You're absolutely right. I you're right. It's Tuesday, not Monday. All right, correct me and go on.
Okay. It's organized by the lobbyists. They want us to take a busload of people, not just from Grand Island, but from Omaha and Lincoln also, to go down to the Capitol and show our support for this bill and to get our voice out in front of the senators.
And I know, and anyone, they're going to have three vehicles, to my knowledge, one luxury liner and a couple of, for the lack of a better word, party buses that seat like 15 to 18 people. Anyone is eligible to go along Tuesday morning, right, Todd? Just show up at what time?
That's correct. The bus departs at 8 o'clock on Tuesday, 8 a.m. from the launching point over here at Fauner.
You know, I know why I said Monday now, because they really wanted to recruit a guy that was the ex-city manager, to my knowledge, from North Platte. His name's Bill May. Have you ever met him?
Yeah, I have met him.
And they were going to entice him to get a free hotel room Sunday night. I hope I'm not talking out of school here, Todd. To keep Bill over so he could go down on Monday. This was one of the original ideas I heard. Because their state senator out there in North Platte is kind of a key individual. Am I right or wrong on that, Todd?
No, that's correct.
We want to get them involved because as a simulcast coordinator, Todd, or director or manager, do we want to expand to Western Nebraska and have an off-track facility? Is that an option that people are looking at?
I have not heard that at this point. I can't really answer that question directly. Maybe at some point down the future, in the future, if we got to replace Lincoln, maybe that would out west would be the answer. But at this point, I can't really tell you definitively that that would be the case.
Todd Otto, one of my bosses at Fodder Park, great guy, and a big advocate of Nebraska horse racing that goes way beyond his tenure at Fodder Park. Todd, you might want to touch on some of the talking points that Tony's been literally juggling in front of me here over the course of the last 45 minutes, because the selling points on LB 806 can be staggering at first look. Are they not?
Oh, they are staggering. There's a lot of estimates out there, and the numbers I look at are quite positive, of course. And all they can do is base it upon what's happened at Hot Springs at Oakmont Park, and then what also is happening at Kentucky Downs in Kentucky. The numbers are just amazing.
Part of those, you know, I look at it, 1,250 new jobs across Nebraska that'll take to get these things up and not only running, but people to handle them and work. 1,250 jobs. There's going to be 500 of these machines at each track. That would be the ideal amount they would like to put in. The annual wages, $36 million in wages paid to these people. Additional direct taxes to Nebraska, almost $11 million. I mean, I don't know how the state can argue with that. They're not doing it. I mean, it's just $11 million more. I mean, you talk about the number of the visits to the tracks are up, the additional purse money, over almost $26 million. I mean, that's great for Nebraska racing, and it looks like the shot in the arm Nebraska racing needs.
Oh, I agree, and I'm looking at the same numbers that you're looking at that you just recited, and if we could come anywhere close to that. But, of course, the experts are putting these numbers out, so I have to go with what they say. But it's amazing what could possibly happen. As purse money drives the racing industry, it would attract more horses, more owners. It just goes on and on and on.
Todd, how quickly can this evolve now? How quickly? It's gone to the floor of the legislature. Looking into your crystal ball, are they going to vote on this next week sometime? If it passes, then what happens when the governor gets it on his desk? Can you kind of digest a little bit into the future and tell us what you're thinking just personally on those lines?
Well, I can't obviously speak for the governor. I don't know what his view is on this, but it's scheduled to come out for debate on the early part of next week. How it works is after that, if there's a debate and they vote on it, which there will be a debate, and then they vote on it, then it has to go to a second round and then a third round after that. So I'm very optimistic, obviously, because I'm looking at it from, you know, obviously I work at Bonner Park, and this would be a heck of a boost to the entire racing industry. So as far as a timeline, you know, things move pretty slowly a lot of times at the legislature. But the only thing I can tell you definitively is early next week it should come up for the first round of debate.
Todd, we appreciate you joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy this live meet. It should be a great one. More fans are turning out daily for the events at Fodder Park along with the races.
Yes, and I hope you come out and see us.
We will do that. I promise you that. Todd Otto, he's the assistant general manager and simulcast coordinator at the Fodder Park. Just giving us a little background on LB 806. I'm looking for negatives, and I don't see any. And I've said before, Steve, if you're one of those people that wants no gambling, I have no problem with that. but I don't want to be able to buy pickle cards. I don't want to be able to buy Powerball tickets. I don't want to go, you know, I don't want any lottery of any form, if that's your stance.
Well, that's
if we're so morally great, when you've got the rest of it, I just can't see giving it to these other states.
Yeah, that's all a self-proposed tax. What are your odds of winning in any of those particular games? Parimutuel wagering, you're just wagering against everybody else that's playing, in this case, the historical racing machines, and it all has to come back minus the takeout.
Just like the horse races.
Absolutely. It not only is it going to save jobs, it creates jobs. The revenues at Kentucky Downs, which is out in the middle of nowhere that we didn't even get to with Todd Otto, in the first 3 months have knocked on $17 to $20 million. And so, you know, in this day and age, you just can't vision why they would say no. The opposition's been pretty close-mouthed on this. I think the odds of this thing going through are excellent. This will save Lincoln, Columbus. Perhaps a new racetrack will be built with the revenues if this thing comes to fruition in Lancaster County. And it gives Horseman's Park in Omaha a level playing field, not an equal one per se, but at least a fighting chance to compete against the boats and the casinos on the other side of the great Missouri River.
LB 806 is the bill. Is that what the caller wanted to know? LB 806 is the bill, legislative bill 806. I'm like we've talked about, I'm failing to see the negatives in this, just like I'm failing to see the negatives in T&L irrigation. They keep growing and growing every year. They've been doing it since 1955. The choice is simple. It's T&L irrigation. Check out, ask your local dealer about the T&L point control. You want to get more and more complex, ask them about the Precision Point Control 3 or the TL Pivot Manager 2. Call your local T&L dealer today or TL Irrigation Company. Tired of those failed gearboxes and micro switches. When you least expect it, and that's when it's the hottest out. Experience a T&L difference. Hydrostatically powered, designed safe and proven. It eliminates the hassles. Lasting value for decades of dependability. The T&L difference. The choice is simple. T&L irrigation. We're going to take a short break and be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you oil. No, we work to bring you deals. Like a Pennzoil conventional oil change special for just $20.99. Plus, come to Advance Auto Parts now and register to win free gas for one whole year. Repeat after me. Free gas for a year. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com/Pennzoil for program rules and to enter.
It's deer season and time for the best deals ever on John Deere 3E, 5D, and 5E tractors. Get 0% financing for 60 months and up to $1,500 off when you purchase two or more implements. See your John Deere dealer now. Offer ends April 30th, 2012. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Get great deals and service on legendary John Deere equipment. Visit Landmark Implement today or find us on the web at landmarkimp.com or myjohndeerdealer.com.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
888-455-3776. Bruce Furniture Fan Line. Good morning. Who are we chatting with?
Hey, this is Dave in Florida. This is not the Nebraska that I remember. Yeah, we're not winning national titles like we did back in the 90s, but still. I mean, Nebraska fans are supposed to be with their team through thick and thin, and that's what we've always been known for. That if you're going to spend the money and go to the game, get into it.
Bring some sanity to the Doug and Daddy Show, weekdays at 11 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop today with high temperatures around 54. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 15. Tonight, skies turn partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance for snow showers late with a low of 26. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, it's 41.
Yeah, you're ready to fly out of rain of war. Anything was possible.
All of our guests here on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at Burger King. Breakfast served daily till 11 a.m. Check out the sandwich, 2 for $4. Lunch served all day long. You want a Whopper in the morning, no problem. They'll fix it up for you. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We had a caller ask, what exactly are these machines? Steve, you've been to Hot Springs. You've actually played, attempted to play without lack for a better word.
Well, picture a video poker machine, for example, or one of these bank shot machines that you see in every local pub throughout the entire state of Nebraska. And then envision a box up in the right-hand corner. There is a race that you're actually wagering on at the terminal to this video machine, and you get odds of the horses. And there are tens of thousands of races that are archived in this particular machine. So randomly they come up, you put your dollar in. I'm assuming that's the denomination that you use. I really don't know that for a fact. And you get odds on the horses that are in the race. You can bet win, place, show, exacta, trifecta, superfecta, whatever, and then hit the button, and the thing just takes off, and it does some crazy things. I always felt like it took an Arkansan mentality to figure out what was going on, but then the race would be off. And here they come down the stretch, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4 at the wire. Bingo, bango, bongo. And if you win, it starts kicking out little credit slips, you know, that were redeemable for money at the box office. So that's a real quick overview of what it is. It's based on old horse races that were actually run in a pari-mutuel sense. And you're not betting against the house. It's like going to the racetrack. You're betting against everybody else that are on hundreds of other terminals that sit side by side. Looks like a casino floor in Las Vegas, for lack of a better analogy.
Well, and once again, it's not expanded gambling. It's a pari-mutuel wagering, just adding on, modernizing what we already have.
Exactly. It's the millennium, baby, you know. This is what it's all about, and Arkansas theoretically had the same kind of pari-mutuel law 10 years ago and challenged the law. They didn't go through the proper channels of through the state legislature, having it voted on and approved and either made legal or not. And they won their case by just putting them in the track. They're going about it the right way here at Nebraska. And within the definition of our pari-mutuel laws, these historical racing games fit those parameters.
Couple score updates from the girls' state basketball tournament. Tied at the end of the third quarter, Minden and Hershey 49 apiece. Howells has taken a 45-28 lead over Ansley. That is at the end of the third. Beatrice also, Aldi's at the end of the third. Beatrice 46, Grand Island Northwest 25, and Friend 28, Exeter Milligan 26. Those are the latest updates from the girls' state basketball tournament. Earlier action, Boone Central, Lindsay Hoy Family, Guardian Angels, Central Catholic defeat Amherst, and Gretna advance. Earlier action today. There'll be games going on. All your local teams can be heard on our sister stations, Power 99, The Breeze 94.5. Steve, we've knocked out an hour of people's times, and hopefully they're not shaking their heads going, we're never getting that back. Big weekend at Fonter Park. What do we got going this weekend?
It is. We've got the Bold Accent Stakes. It's interesting. The guy that made Bold Accent famous, the jockey Fred Ekefee, who's a Hall of Famer, showed up at Fonter Park last weekend. Hadn't seen Fred for 4 or 5 years. He doesn't look a day older than when he was riding for the Kemlings back in the mid to late 60s. There were only two horses that entered the Bold Accent, which is a half-mile sprint for the fastest fillies and mares on the ground. When I left the track at 9:30 this morning, that was Zena's Affair, who won last week, and Prospector's Alley Cat. That, you know, there's some horses that were nominated, most notably Sookie's Cookies, that's owned by Roger and Barb Libby, that make their home right in Grand Island. This is a Nebraska-bred filly that had an outstanding three-year-old season last year. We really hope that the connections of this particular horse, who's named after the manager of the Saddle Club over in Grand Island. I don't know if you've ever partaken of some of the fine food and beverages that they put out as part of their wares. But if this horse gets in, I look for a real bang-up type of a race, just like the Grasmeet last Saturday. And I know the powers that be are really excited. I got this a couple of weeks ago about what this season could produce, and we saw it on opening weekend. Advanced ticket sales, Tony, in the clubhouse and the turf club are at they're coming in at a record pace. They sold out last week. Yes, Jeff Foxworthy was there, but the anticipation that they're just going to build on this season could be an all-timer. We might have had 8,000 people there last Saturday afternoon. You had to be there to experience it. If you've not gone to Fauner Park on a Saturday, it's part of our culture over there, not only in Grand Island, but in all of central Nebraska. Saturdays are like a Nebraska football game for us. You need to try it out once. The electric atmosphere is second to none.
Well, thank God I knew people, because I was going to have to stand in line outside of BT's to get in after the track.
You know, and you know all the key individuals. Well, you pretty much can write your own ticket wherever you want to go.
Well, I gave a wink, wink, nod, nod, and then I went. So that was nice. I appreciate those ladies over there for taking care of me. But that was... that was Friday, by the way.
Right.
That was Friday night. It filled up. That was great. I'm going to get over there again, hopefully this Saturday, and check out the action and come up and see you. I always have a good time.
I texted you on a horse I liked that day. I know it ran third, and I think I gave you the wrong numbers. Did you make any money at the windows?
No. No, I didn't.
You didn't listen to me.
No, I didn't. I didn't. No, I didn't. If I did, I probably bet it win and play. So it's. Yeah. Hey, we got some danger tickets. Jeff says we got a pair of danger tickets. One pair right now. Saturday night, or excuse me, Sunday night. Sunday night football going on. It looks to be sold out. There were 400 tickets left. We had Coach Davis on yesterday. Looks to be sold out. 888-455-3776. We're going to get on out of here. We'll let Jeff take the call back there. But a pair of danger tickets, just be caller number 4. Pretty simple today. Steve, thanks for coming over. Always great to have you sit in with me.
Always, until gas gets up over $4 a gallon in it. Tony, you, Doug, we can't wait to see you at the races.
Well, it's always fun to head over to Fauner Park. We have a great time over there, and we want to thank our friend Steve Anderson, race track announcer at Fauner Park, for coming over, sitting in with me today, along with James Krause, who's going to be on The Ultimate Fighter on FX, debuting March 9th, one of 32 individuals. Also, Todd Otto, talking about Legislative Bill 806, going to legislature. Folks, it can only help. There have been people blocking, It's time for, you know what, if we're going to go, we got to go now. That's the message these guys are saying. We got to help these horse tracks. Creates an unbelievable amount of jobs. We look forward to having Drake Veronic, former Nebraska Cornhusker, former Ravenna Blue Jay, now an assistant coach, graduate assistant at Hastings College. We'll sit in tomorrow with Tri-City Storm head coach Josh Howgie. We'll see you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.